Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable. Welcome back, and thanks for being with us. Just as we were playing the music, Ruthie just turned to me and said, "Hey, that's us." I was like, "Yeah, it is," and you sound really, really good.
Thanks, Jeff.
The third annual Winter Hoot at the Ashokan Center in Olive Bridge, New York, is this weekend with music, dancing, food, film, and nature activities for all ages. The Hoot welcomes the community for a spirit-raising good time in these cold and blustery days. Musicians performing this year include Elizabeth Mitchell and You Are My Flower, David Wax Museum, Josh Ritter, Downhill Strugglers with John Cohen, Uncle Rock, Jay Unger, and Molly Mason, and many others. So here to tell us more are folk roots duo and great friends of our program, Mike and Ruthie. Thank you very much for being with us.
You're welcome. We're really excited to be here on WAMC.
It's always great to have you with us, especially when you bring instruments and you say you're going to perform for us. So that's even better.
On the way up in the car, I did bring a ukulele, and we just thought we'd try to sum up the Winter Hoot in a little song. We'll try that.
Okay. We'll use that on our way out, okay. And I think that sounds great. I like that. So that'll be that's our tease and to compel you to listen to us as we talk about this wonderful event. So how did this all come about? Is third annual? How did it come about?
Well, this is the third winter one and the fifth hoot total. We do a summer hoot as well in August. And Ruthie and I, for the last 15 years, have been traveling the country and other parts of the world playing festivals, folk festivals primarily. And the small ones are the ones that always sort of captured our heart, the community and the bands. And we thought, man, we should start something like this where we live in the Hudson Valley that gets people together to experience music in an intimate environment and maybe some music that you haven't been exposed to before.
And the Ashokan Center really integrates music and nature in such a cool way.
Right.
And especially in the summertime when you get to be outside, you get to camp out. And but, you know, they also have things like Colonial Crafts. We'll have blacksmith demos going on. And the entire Hoot is a fundraiser for their environmental programs that happen year-round with school kids. And so it's a scholarship fund that people are contributing to.
So not to put too fine a point on it, but you basically take over the joint for 3 days.
I think
for the full weekend, right?
Yeah, it's a weekend. And people can come for an hour. They can come for the weekend. You know, people can sleep over. They can just come in for the day. It's whatever you want.
So how do you put together the list of acts, musicians, and get everybody together?
That's a good question. We like to call it a folk roots festival in terms of the programming. We generally hire people that we have a personal relationship with because we've been doing this long enough that we know a lot of the acts on the national circuit who play the type of music we like to champion. And because it is a fundraiser, we're not able to offer very generous fees. So people tend to do it, at a fundraiser scale and as a favor to us at some level.
And that's, yeah, that's what you want, and that's what you have to do.
Well, everybody wins. And what we provide for the artists, I think, is hopefully a packed house in a very inspiring place, the music hall at the Ashokan Center where the Winter Hoot takes place. It is indoors. A lot of people ask, is this festival indoors?
Yeah,
it's indoors.
No, right.
But the music hall itself is a stunning room to just sit in, but to perform in, listen to music in, to sing in as an audience member. And we get to provide that type of performance opportunity for our performers.
Although if you want to get warm, there's blacksmithing there.
There's blacksmithing.
You got to walk through the snow to get to the blacksmith shop, Joe, but not too far.
So it's all, and to the point of how you get these artists together, but my goodness, I mean, I read the list partially, but it's quite a list.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And a lot of them are based here in the Hudson Valley. Josh Ritter just relocated yep. to the area, and we go way back with him, and we're thrilled to be presenting him at this hoot. John Cohen played our summer hoot. Of course, he is a founding member of the New Lost City Ramblers, one of the trailblazer string bands from way back in the original folk revival. He's coming back for his second hoot in a row.
Yeah, he's in his 80s, and he and his young band of whippersnappers, are the downhill strugglers, are going to play our late night rowdy square dance, and I think he's looking forward to that. I know I am.
What is the late night rowdy square dance?
Well, we have a family oriented square dance in the middle of the day, which yeah. And the,
what is a non-family oriented square
well,
dance?
Well, I'm going to say the similarity between the two is that you need no
it's
experience.
It's a square dance that ends up with you having a family.
Well played.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know if I can top that, but in both cases, you need you need very little experience.
Okay.
And you know, you can stumble along and just have a good time. Kristen Andreasen is our caller for both dances, and she's like, she's done every hoot, and it's a big part of what makes it fun. And yeah, the later one, you know, possibly a little bit more of the beer and wine have been consumed
right.
by a few of the patrons and everybody else.
A little looser.
Yeah. And it's nice, you know, after it'll be
up.
After Josh Ritter plays his set, and we'll push back the chairs and we'll have a good time.
Sort of like an after party square
yeah.
dance.
We do call this the hoot, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
You need to kick up your heels to a certain degree.
Exactly. And in a slight contrast, Friday is a bit of an almost scholarly approach around having a dinner, documentary, and discussion, followed by a jam session. So there will be music.
Okay.
But this is a different thing that we haven't done. Last year there was music on Friday. This time it's a documentary by John Bauermaster.
Oh yeah.
The first who we screened his documentary, Dear Governor Cuomo. This year it's Antarctica 3D. And
wow.
he went to Antarctica and shot in 3D. And we're actually going to be showing it in 2D. Because that's what we have the technology to do. But it's still quite beautiful. And afterwards, our scientist who's visiting, we're very excited to meet Dr. Maureen Ramo, and she's a climate scientist, and she has some interesting things to say, and she's going to be answering questions after the film. And then we'll have some jamming with Jay and Molly.
That sounds great. You know, I don't want to, before we move on and talk some more about the performances and what's on the schedule, you mentioned this and I didn't follow up on it right away because we got on other issues, but the Ashokan Center itself is just such a cool place. I mean, if you're going to, as I said, take over a joint, this is the place to take over, right?
Yeah. And, you know, they're not open to the general public on most days when they have a school program. They can't just let people wander
right.
in. So, and then there are various week-long camps and other retreats that might, you know, be the reason somebody goes there. But for us, one of our main purposes in the winter hoot and the summer hoot is it's an event where the whole community is invited to just come on down, check it out, enjoy the place, and get to participate in Ashokan in a way that you can't really do on most days.
What is the brunch and community saying?
Oh, that's a good way to wrap it up on Sunday morning. There's food, and there's great food all weekend,
yeah.
Ending with brunch on Sunday. And last year's sing was specifically dedicated to the memory of Pete Seeger, who had just passed away.
Just lost, yeah.
And I'm sure we'll be singing a lot of Pete Seeger songs again this year, and we'll see what other things people want to do. It was well attended last year. It was the performance hall, we just had a big ring of chairs, and people just all came together and sang, and really, really.
A beautiful way to say goodbye to everyone, singing together
yeah.
in one room in a circle, and probably had about 100 people who stuck around for that last year.
Yeah, Pete passed away a year ago yesterday.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, a year ago yesterday.
Miss
so,
him.
Absolutely. So when you look at bringing this group together, how much do the performers get to interact with one another? Or do they come in, do their thing, and leave, or are they just kind of hanging out for the...
You know,
the
most
time.
People end up hanging out more than they expected to.
Yep.
I remember at our first Winter Hoot, our headliner, if you want to call it that, was Spirit Family Reunion. And they're, you know, real energetic six-piece band from Brooklyn. And they hung out in the green room before their set. And so we thought, oh, okay, they're going to play, and then they're going to, you know, do that kind of hang out backstage thing. But after their set, they stuck around for the square dance. All of them were on the floor dancing amongst the crowd. And, you know, to me, that put a big smile on my face because that's what Ashokan's about. I grew up going to my dad's music and dance camps. My family's been running for 35 years in the summers. And, you know, at those weeks, all the teachers, instructors, the students, everybody's all together, you know, eat together, hang out together all week. So that's the vibe we enjoy the most is, you know, we tend to hire performers who like to hang out with people and, you know, it's a good
and a lot of these people do know each other from the road and just from the life of a musician, and there is a fair amount of sitting in that goes on and guesting and, hey, you sang on my record, you want to come sing that harmony on stage, and things like that do happen.
That's great.
For sure.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
When you what are you guys up to besides this?
We're doing so much right now. It's funny how everything happens at once. It's our son's birthday today, so we've been baking a cake. He's seven.
Wow, yeah. Really?
I know.
Man.
Yeah, we have a seven when and a two and a half.
Yeah, last night he and I baked a cake that looks like a Lego.
That is so cool.
Yeah,
so
it's pretty awesome.
Some birthday preparations have been sprinkled into our week, but we're also putting the finishing touches on a new Mike and Ruthie Band record that we're elated about, and launched a fundraising campaign for that just yesterday as well. What else? Trying to keep the wood stove hot is occupies a certain amount of time, and you know, promoting the Hoot.
Yeah, that's great. So a lot to. And do you have an idea on the album as to when it'll?
June. We're slated for a June release.
Okay, it sort of depends on the fundraising.
That is true.
I would assume.
Yep.
Don't worry, you guys will get a copy in the mail.
Can't wait. look forward to it. All right. So, let us if we have we do have time and we've left time for the song. We don't want to miss the song.
Is it time?
It's time.
All right. Well,
it's time.
Really?
We'll have you do the song. We'll come back. We'll say goodbye and tell people how they can, you know, do everything they need to do and find out information about the Hoot. But I want to give plenty of time for the song that was written in the car on the way up.
Hit it.
It's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, I say. It's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, and it starts in a couple of days. We got moms and dads and kids alike, and folks who never had them, from up and down this Hudson Valley, from Park Slope up to Chatham. It's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, I say. It's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, and it starts in a couple of days. Oh, come on, come on, gonna have a ball, you don't need no babysitter. We got Jay Unger and Molly Mason, David Wax Museum, Mike and Ruthie Band, Downhill Strugglers with John Cohen, Elizabeth Mitchell, and You Are My Flower, Kristen Andreasen, Uncle Rock, and old Josh Ritter. It's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, I say. It's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, and it starts in a couple of days. Why don't you play one there? You get all the news, so come on down to the Ashokan Center. Don't forget your dancing shoes.
Oh, no.
It's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, I say. It's the Winter Hoot, it's the Winter Hoot, and it starts in a couple of days.
That's great. Man, that's fun. I want to take more car rides with you guys.
We tend to get a lot of work done in the car.
Yeah. That's good work. I like that. That's fun.
That's my favorite part of the job.
Yeah, that is great. See, like, I can't just do radio in the car. You know, this is great. I love it. It starts January 30th, the 31st, and the 1st. And as you mentioned so beautifully in music, homeofthehoot.com. Homeofthehoot.com gives you the complete schedule for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and you have it all broken out. So there's a kid schedule, there's the performances, everything going on.
It's all there.
Is there
lots to do for kids at the Hoot?
Yeah, we have an upstairs kids zone with activities going on all day. We got an instrument petting zoo provided by Hungry for Music, where people can see what it's like to hold a banjo or fiddle.
When I first heard of that idea
of
an instrument petting zoo, I thought it was like the greatest thing in the world. I just think if I were a kid, that never, I don't remember that when as a child.
No.
But I just think that would be the greatest thing in the world for a kid to be able to go around and check out all
Come
the different instruments.
Come check some stuff out.
Yeah. And Hungry for Music, they provide instruments to needy kids. That's what they do. And they're taking donations too. If you have an instrument up in your attic, like your granny's old cello or your old dusted
guitar, what do you do with it?
You just bring it to the Hoot.
That's right.
And you give it to Jeff of Hungry for Music, and he'll help, you know, he'll fix it up if he needs to, and he'll get it in the hands of some kid who's so excited to learn.
Forget Craigslist. You can help a kid out who needs it.
Indeed.
It's a wonderful, wonderful event taking place this weekend. It is the Winter Hoot. This year's musicians include Elizabeth Mitchell and David Wax Museum and Josh Ritter and Downhill Strugglers and John Cohen and Uncle Rock, Jay Unger and Molly Mason, and of course, Mike and Ruthie Band, and they are here today to tell us all about it. You can find out more by going to homeofthehoot.com, homeofthehoot.com, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can also see a link at our website, wamc.org/roundtable, and in a little bit, you'll be able to download and listen to the song over and over and over again, because I know it's buried in your head.
It's going to go viral.
Absolutely. I hope so. Mike and Ruthie, you're the best. Thank you so much for being with us. And boy, happy birthday to your son. That's very, very cool. Makes me feel very old, but very, very cool. I can only imagine what it does to you two.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Always great to see you, and come back when you have the new
album out. We're huge fans of WAMC, so thanks for getting us
in. It's great. Always wonderful to have you here. Thank you. Again, homeofthehoot.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.